Welcome to the Battle Ready Sermon Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
So the question that I invite you to, invite us to ask ourselves this morning is, do we trust Jesus? Really? Do we trust Jesus? I guess that most of us here this morning and those joining in online want to trust in Jesus. We want to trust that Jesus would protect us and rescue us like he did Elijah and Peter when we find ourselves in difficulty. But what happens when we find ourselves in the middle of a storm? When we feel like we're drowning? Can we trust Jesus then? I can remember quite a few years ago now, a fairly rough crossing from Calais back to Dover. We actually set out in sunshine, beautiful May, June sunshine, I think it was. And the captain said to us, I think by the time we get back to Dover, it's going to be a little rough. And we all laughed because it's like, we looked at the weather and it's like, there's no way this is going to turn rough. But boy, did it. I can remember looking out when we got to outside Dover and we couldn't dock because it was so stormy, watching the ferries going in the other direction and seeing them do this and thinking, oh, we're doing that as well. Now, I never felt that my life was in danger. Gail turned a particularly interesting shade of green, but I didn't feel that my life was in danger. But what if it had been? What if I felt I might drown on this boat because it's so stormy? Would I have been willing to continue to trust that Jesus would protect and rescue me? And what about us when we find ourselves in the middle of a storm or a crisis? Maybe in the middle of grief. Maybe in the middle of really bad stress. Maybe in the middle of worry about something, about health concerns, maybe employment worries. Maybe we're waiting for our exam results. Are we willing to trust Jesus then? Are we willing that he will trust us, that he will rescue us and protect us? You see, Elijah had seen God at work. Elijah had seen a miracle, more than one miracle in his lifetime. But the one that the clip focused on was during the middle of a tough time, he found that he could trust God because he'd organized this competition, this contest on Mount Carmel between the people of Israel, God's people, who under King Ahab had turned to worshipping the image of the god Baal, and between him and God. And God had won. God had sent fire down from heaven and had consumed the sacrifice that Elijah had placed before him, whilst the prophet Baal did absolutely nothing. Elijah had gone on to kill the prophets of Baal and to attempt to turn God's people back to God. And Ahab's wife Jezebel was so furious that she threatened to kill Elijah if she ever came across him. And so Elijah had fled for his life. He had seen God at work. He had seen God perform miracles, and yet his decision in that moment, in that storm, was to run away. He'd stopped trusting God. He'd looked around at his circumstances, realized that his life was in danger, and he found it hard to trust God. He no longer wanted to listen to what God was telling him to do. He felt too weak to carry on the ministry and the service that God had given him as his prophet. And he no longer believed or trusted that God would protect him and rescue him from Ahab and Jezebel. Peter had been around Jesus for quite a while too. He'd lived with him, he'd worked with him, he'd been taught by him, he'd witnessed many miracles. In fact, that very day that the disciples found themselves out on the lake. He had seen Jesus feed 5,000 men and their women and their children with 5 loaves and 2 fish. He had seen so many miracles since he'd been called from the shores of Galilee a couple of years before. And he had come to see that Jesus was God in human form. And he knew that he could trust him. And he did. Until he looked at his circumstances around him. Peter had the faith. He had the trust in Jesus that he was able to step out of the boat and walk on the water. What amazing faith that is. What amazing trust to place in Jesus. He had the faith to step out of the boat and walk towards Jesus. Peter trusted God much more than I do. Perhaps even much more than you do. But then at the last minute, he took his eye off Jesus and he focused on the storm around him instead. Then he found it hard to continue to trust in Jesus. He no longer wanted to listen what Jesus was telling him to do. He felt that he was too weak to continue to walk on the water. He was afraid. What both Elijah and Peter found in their lives is that only when you truly trust God do you discover just how trustworthy he is. God spoke to Elijah in a gentle whisper and reminded him who he was and that he was in control of events. And Elijah learned to trust God again. Jesus reached out and pulled Peter out of the water before he could sink. Peter discovered that Jesus really would protect him and rescue him from the storm that was surrounding him. Peter learned he could continue to trust in Jesus. There are times in our lives when, if we're honest, we may find it hard to trust in Jesus. Maybe especially when we find ourselves in difficulties. I know that there are some people in our core family who are facing storms in their lives right now. Some of us would like nothing better than to flee from our lives and find somewhere that we could hide like Elijah did. We may find ourselves in a place at the moment where we don't really want to listen to what God is telling us to do. Maybe what God is saying to us involves taking a risk. Maybe it involves making a change. Maybe it involves something difficult. And we may feel that we are too weak to answer God's call and to put into place what God is asking us to do. We may look around us and feel afraid. We may be worried that God really can't protect us and rescue us from whatever it is that we are facing today. But he can. He can. He is trustworthy. You and I can trust him whatever circumstances we find ourselves in. So, if you are still awake, will you say with me, God, in fact, will you shout with me, God can be trusted? Will you do that? Let's try then. 3, 2, 1. God can be trusted. Let's do it again. 3, 2, 1. God can be trusted. As we reflect on that, as we perhaps ask God this morning, where is it in my life that you want me to trust you, where I'm not trusting you at the moment? We're going to listen to a beautiful song that says, when we cannot see our way, let us trust and still obey. Even when we find ourselves in the deepest, darkest storm, let us trust and still obey.
If you would like to subscribe to Battle Ready Sermons wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/sermons and follow the instructions.